Let's bring in our next guest, former Vancouver Canuck, Yannick Hansen. Thanks for this, Yannick. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. The Canucks schedule, obviously the players thought that they needed to at least get a little bit of a slower start out of the gate. Tell me, like, just, you know, from a regular training camp perspective, how long would it take you to feel like you were in game shape coming out of the offseason?
When I was 20, 21, I was ready right off the bat. When I was 30, it took me a lot longer. It takes time to get situated, get up to game speed, all these little things. So it's a lot of it hinges on the individual player. Again, what they've been able to do. Where have these guys been sitting for the last 3 weeks? Do they have an opportunity to work out at home? What does it look like? Again, I can't tell. So it's very, very individual, where normally, you know, everybody has the same opportunity to train, to get ready. But this case is just like, it's definitely interesting to see what happens here.
Yannick, based on your experience, was the lungs, the breathing, was that the issue, or was it the danger of the soft tissue injuries?
Well, you're not up to speed, and you're going to be running into teams here that have been playing 10 games while you've been sitting still on your couch eating chips and watching Netflix. It's dangerous. There's no question about that. The game is so fast. And again, you're off by half a second. You might get hurt. It's very hard for outsiders to judge what's safe and not safe. But like, players will tell you that as soon as you step away from the game, even for a week or two, you're off. And it takes time to get that timing, the pace. It seems like everything is going fast forward out there. Like, how are these guys able to make these passes, these plays? I can barely pick up the puck here. So it's a monumental task, not only coming back but playing, but also it's the playoff drive. Like, here, this is when teams play their best hockey, when teams are dialed in, physical, all that stuff is the exciting part of the year. They're in for a treat, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, you know, it's easier for us to sit here, Yannick, and say, hey, they have no chance. 19 games in 32 days. Look at every single situation we've seen in the league this year coming off a COVID outbreak. Every team has struggled. They've, you know, had their season go sideways. Why would it be any different for the Canucks? But when asked about it, Bo today, you know, he said, no, I mean, we're going to play and try to win every game and do everything we can. It's easy to say that, but how hard is it to try to will your way to believe that when you have such a hard task in front of you?
You win the first one, the second one, you begin to believe. You get crushed early, and it's easy to fold a tent. It's that simple. We always play every game to win every game. But you can kind of see it now that they're starting to get a couple of games in hand on Montreal. They're 10 points out. They'll get another game tonight. But again, you start winning some games. You can see it. You can feel it. And that'll take over. But again, it'll be very, very telling the first couple of games here. How did they do? Do they manage to win? What happens? Do they lose? Do they fall further behind? Even before they were shut down, we knew they had to win a bunch of these last couple of games in order to get in. That hasn't changed. But again, now they have even more adversity. So the first couple of games here will be very telling as to, I think, the mentality and also the spirit of the team, where they're going to go from here.
Obviously, the start of your career, you know, the Canucks were pretty, you guys were really good. And, you know, then after that era kind of started to wind down, like, how was it the first year that you weren't a part of a playoff team? How was the end of the season?
You didn't really believe it. It was weird because we'd been embedded in it. Yeah, I'd never been out of the playoffs come until that 13-14 season, and we still believed right on till the end that we could do it. Same team, all the same guys that I looked at 3 years earlier, and we were in the Cup final. So it wasn't like what happened here, but it's a little bit of disbelief, like what's going on. You didn't quite believe that, okay, we don't get a chance this year. What's going to happen now? It's demoralizing. You want to play in April, May, June, if possible. That's when it's fun. That's why we train in the summer. That's why we play hockey in our basement, in our driveways when we're little kids. It's not to play 82 regular season games and then go home and have a great summer, work on my handicap on the golf course. No, we play to play that game seven overtime and score the winning goal. And when you don't get to do that, it's sad. And it's very disappointing, especially right when you're in the middle of it. Summer rolls around and you start training for the new season, you put it away. But like right down to the end there, it's not a fun part.
And there's the added complication, of course, this year with COVID and everything that it's brought to this team. So, you know, a very delicate situation about the Vancouver Canucks. You brought up the 2013-2014 season. We had Ryan Kesler on the show earlier this week, and that year in 2014, there was the Ryan Kesler trade rumors where he talked about, you know, potentially getting moved to Pittsburgh. It looked like it was a done deal. He had a long trade list, about seven teams, and then it didn't happen. Do you remember that ordeal and being in the locker room with him when that whole situation played out?
I remember he was a little bit upset of not getting moved. But again, it was one of those instances. Like, it wasn't like it was a complete hit us from the side. We knew he kind of wanted out. Again, it wasn't right up until the deadline that it was put into words. Yeah, I want out. I want to get traded. So it was a little bit, it was kind of the first dominoes to fall there of the guys that left the team. But again, he played every game to win it. I'd say it would probably have been a different feeling if you could have seen it in his game, if you could have seen, okay, this guy doesn't give a rats anymore. He's not blocking shots. He's not just playing for himself, but there were none of that. He came to play every night, did his best to help the team. So it was more so the fact that, okay, this is probably the first dominoes of a lot to fall.
Well, what is it like, though? Like, one of the things that, you know, we've seen oftentimes when, you know, people get asked about is how aware are players of management decisions, ownership decisions, that whole entire culture? And, you know, questions like that have arisen this year with how the offseason went. When it comes to involvement from management, ownership, and how players feel about that, how in tune are players to that, and how much does that matter offseason to offseason, what the team does and how, you know, players feel about the direction of an organization?
Not very much. Quite a few trades are like right out of the left, especially the in season. You hear all the rumors in the summer, during the draft, free agency, moving guys around and stuff like that. But again, you have no bearing on what's going on. I remember coming off the ice one day, and Samuelson, which has been a huge part of our team for 2.5 years, complimenting that top six, filling some very big shoes. Boom, moved. He's traded. He's not here anymore. And it's like, okay, well, what happened here? I thought we were in this together, and you bring a new guy that's going to come in and fill some big shoes, and he's like, oh, well, what is this guy about? So it's a lot of time, especially with the guys that have no movement, no trade, all these things, it hits you from a clear sky, if you will.
Was ownership very involved while you were here in Vancouver?
I have no clue. I have no clue. Not that I know of. Like, that's it's always the same answer. It's above my pay grade. again, what goes on behind those doors? We're not trivia till in any ways. Yourself, very little. I didn't know who I was traded to. For about 2 hours after I was told I was traded, there were still a lot of times where you're in the complete dark, and that's myself. So in terms of other players, they don't let you in on any of those decisions or what goes on. It was always nice when you got Gilman was especially good at that. He'd come down and share stories, not right from what had happened, but like a little bit in the past. And you got a little bit of a look into what was going on and the things and stuff like that. And then guys ate it up because it was not something we were trivia to in a lot of times.
You're listening to The People Show. We're joined by Yannick Hansen. Yannick, it's a tough situation for the Canucks right now, but amidst this tough situation, there's going to be opportunities for some young players, kind of like Cole Lind, who's been on the taxi squad. You'll probably get a pretty decent look here and play some games down the stretch. You were in a similar situation. You made it in for the playoffs in your first year with the Canucks. When you watch a player like Cole Lynn and the opportunity he has, what's the focus of that player when they're trying to find a spot that they can stick in?
Yeah, it's be seen. Make yourself noticeable, obviously in a good way, not in a bad way. But it's showing your strength, maybe going a little bit outside your bubble as well, showing you can do a little bit extra, anything that gets you noticed, gets you stay around. We've talked about this in the last couple of calls as well. What do these guys have to play for if they're out? Well, we're playing for next year, for jobs, for opportunities. You mentioned Cole, who's going to be next in line when it's a full team and we got injuries? You want to be that guy. When I was in Winnipeg, I wanted to be the first call up. 10 other guys wanted that job as well. So you're always trying to improve yourself, put yourself in the best spot. So somebody needed, it's your number that gets called. And again, you do that by standing out, showing that you can play at this level, you can contribute, you don't hurt your team. And again, whatever role you get brought into, you fulfill that role. Not everybody is expected to come in and score 25 goals. If you're coming in here to provide some energy, make sure you're bringing that energy. Make sure you're finishing your checks. Make sure you're getting the puck out in the blue line. Do whatever you do well, but then excel at it.
Well, you know, and one of the things is there's a lot of ups and downs for young players. And like, I'll go back to your first appearance, and it was in the playoffs back in 06-07. You played 10 games that year in the playoffs. Then the next year comes around, and it didn't go the way you wanted. You only ended up playing 5 games in the regular season the next year. But then after that, obviously, we all know you had a great career with the Canucks. But how was it navigating those ups and downs, feeling like, okay, now you've arrived, and realizing, no, I'm not quite there yet. I still have to do more work to earn my spot.
Yeah, I probably thought I had it made after that playoff. And I don't know if I took it too easy in training camp or whatever it might be, but I definitely wasn't at the right level where I needed to be. Again, different times. Physically, maybe wasn't there yet either. But again, it's not a straight line to the NHL, at least not for majority of the players. It takes trial and errors. You're going to get some bumps and bruises along the way, but you got to find a way to overcome it. And yeah, it's not fun to get sent down. It is not fun to get called into Jim's office and say, hey, we don't need you anymore. Go down, work on your game, do whatever it is you need to do down there to earn another shot here. It's not fun to hear. Vancouver is where you want to play. This is where you're striving to be. So it's a slap in the face pretty much every time you get sent down. Then again, when you get the other call, you get called in to say, hey, we need you now. You feel like $1 million because now you're getting a shot again. And then like, okay, these guys, they want me around here and then better prove myself now.
Yannick, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, you too. Take care.